I think it was gone for a little while. There's been a little bit of a resurgence back in social media as people are starting to discover more and more days. And then I think about 2 years ago when we launched Undeniably Dairy, we thought we should be part of National Farmers Day. It's what we do. It's, you know, it's how we tell our story. And what better time to do that when consumers are seeing a day like this trending online, that we can make sure when they're looking for it that they can find our stories and our dairy farmers too. So only within dairy, I think the past 2 years, we've really encouraged people to be out there. And that's why I'm actually in New York today, getting ready for National Farmers Day tomorrow. I'm Serena Schaffner. I'm a senior vice president at Dairy Management, and I work specifically on the Undeniably Dairy campaign, which is a campaign that we have launched to really grow consumer trust and relevance in dairy.
The dairy industry this week highlighting America's farmers, really with National Farmers Day. Can you share a little bit more about the involvement from the Dairy Jackoff side?
Sure. You know, we've known a lot from research that consumers, they trust farmers and they want to hear from them. In fact, we just fielded a new survey that showed us that more than 70% of people want to know dairy farmers. They think it's important to get to know who their farmers are and who makes their food. And I think what better time to bring national attention to that than National Farmers Day, where we can really encourage all farmers out there, especially our dairy farmers and other people across the dairy community, to share those stories and reconnect with consumers.
What are some of the activities this week you're taking part in?
Sure, there's a few things going on, actually. We have one of my favorite events is we're making sure that we're connecting consumers online and also face-to-face. We know the power of a face-to-face conversation. It's where we can listen to consumers. It's where we can share our views and sometimes agree to disagree, and we're going to do that. And actually, tomorrow on National Farmers Day, we have 21 dairy farmers who are coming to New York City, and we'll be participating in two food festivals where we'll be inviting farmers in to sample some grilled cheese, to drink some chocolate milk, and really find out more about where that delicious dairy comes from and to ask their questions. And as I mentioned, what's also so important for our dairy farmers to listen, to hear what consumers have to say, and just share who they are and their hardworking stories that we know. So that's one of the things that we're doing. We also are working on a few videos that will be going out online that, again, really make that connection to farm to table. And in fact, today we just did a satellite media tour with Dutch Hollow farmer Nate Chittenden and Iron Chef Mark Forgione in New York, where we really talked about the connection and the relationship between chefs and farmers and how devoted they are to delivering a quality product to make sure people have an amazing experience with food. And they did 27 interviews today. So pretty excited about that going out too. Lots of nice activities for National Farmers Day. And I think the last is really this, we are encouraging everybody to rally around National Farmers Day online and post a picture, share their dairy story, use the hashtag National Farmers Day and the hashtag Undeniably Dairy so that when consumers look online and they see this day trending, that they can see our stories and the people who are the faces behind the dairy that they know and love.
Can you share a little bit more about the survey that you mentioned, how long you might have been doing it for, and maybe some of those top results?
Sure. You know, we have a couple of surveys that are out there. One is really the Undeniably Dairy campaign is about moving trust. It's about making sure that people know where their dairy comes from and measuring how positive they feel about it. And one of the things we've been able to find out as we're now 1 year into the campaign is that this strategy, this connection of putting the farmers front and center, connecting them to consumers is really working. And what we see is even in the tactics that we do like podcasts where we can tell stories about how we care for our cows, that people, after they listen to it, 2 out of 3 people feel more positively about dairy farmers and where their dairy comes from and even buying dairy to share with their families, to feed their families. The survey that I'm talking about specifically around people wanting to get to know their dairy farmers is a media survey that we just fielded to just find out what people think about when they connect around the table. Does does getting around the table create a more positive atmosphere for people? Are people interested in moving to a dairy farm? Surprisingly, we found out 50% of people would be willing to consider moving to a dairy farm or just a farm out of the city. And I think those are really telling statistics that show us that people want to know where their food comes from. They want to be part of that process. And a lot of that has to do with farmers getting out there and telling their story.
Are there any indicators of what that means if moving to a farm or to a dairy farm from a consumer's perspective, what that might mean to them?
You know, I think that's a really great question. And we were surprised when we saw that statistic because, you know, if you ask a dairy farmer, all of them would say, you know, nobody would want to move to a dairy farm and do what I do, but I love it and I work with my family. I think that's why it's even more important for us that while consumers think that they understand what it means to actually be on a farm and a working farm, it still kind of shows that disconnect to where their food comes from. And so I think it's just one of those statistics that really tells us that there's more that needs to happen when we're educating people about the hard work and the practices that go into dairy, that it's not just something that people pick up and do, but oftentimes, you know, 97% of our farms are family-owned. It's a multi-generation business, and every year they get better, they innovate more. And so I think it's a nice way to tell that story.
Any other highlights from that survey?
You know, I think especially as pertaining to farmers, those are the most interesting. Again, I can't encourage farmers enough to go out there and to tell their stories because 70% of the population want to meet a farmer. And I think that's really important for us to remember as we, you know, are nervous about getting out there. And I would highly recommend, you know, if people want to see how other members across the dairy communities are sharing their stories, we actually have an area on Dairy Good. It's undeniablydairy.org/devoted, where we are telling those stories. And I think it can be an inspiration on how we share messages in a way that brings to life who we are and what we do.
And any last comments to wrap us up with?
No, I think, you know, I'm excited for National Farmers Day. I'm grateful for the dairy farmers who are coming out to New York to go to Times Square and talk to people. And the more that we can share our story, the more we can inform consumers. I think the more that we can hold hands and understand and realize that when we connect, that we're a lot more alike than we think and than we feel.